It's Chris.
Hello? Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Chris, this is John with Local Splash.
How's it going, man?
It's going. I spoke to your lady. I think you were working at the time. I spoke to her last week, and we were talking about... I know you've been busy, man. I know. I was telling her, I was like, we need to get him on the line. We need to get him on the line. And then we scheduled a client interview, and then the client interview, we still weren't able to get a hold of you. So we've done like 5 attempts at this thing. I was surprised you answered right now. I was about to call you like 6 times in a row. I'm blowing this guy up. Well, what they're telling me is like, hey, if he's not being responsive so we could do the client interview, you know, then is he going to be responsive to the clients? Do we need to, like, stop the account? What's going on? So I'm like, okay, I need to call him because we're going to basically just miss out on everything and it's going to be pointless. They're going to take the listing and give it to somebody else.
Well, what's happened is half of my crew got sick all at one time and it's just been a shit show. I mean, that's just all – normally it's not like that, but here recently in the last 3 weeks has been completely crazy, and I've actually had to go out and do the manual labor versus having the guys do it because they're all sick to try and keep our heads above water.
So that's why you've been working like crazy.
Yeah, 7 days a week.
Yeah, you're trying to keep up with the backup of the not having enough manpower right now.
Yeah, we got all the work, but only a quarter of the manpower because they're all got this COVID, new strain of COVID that's going around.
Oh, God.
And it's hard to give up an hour of my time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take an hour. Honestly, if we can get like 30 to 40 minutes, you know, and I mean, that's top. And it's just set questions that helps us finalize the campaign. Like, we already know we have you for concrete, but we got to make sure that we have you listed for, you know, all of the available keywords. They have like 15 available keywords or services. So... Mm-hmm. I don't want to have it just listed for one, and then I got to activate your tracking system, and you're basically good. After that, we won't bother you. You know, then it's just you dealing with the customers that are calling in and schedule it out however suits best for you.
Right, right. I love it.
But I also want to be able to document reviews from what you're already working on right now. So that's why it's kind of important to have the Google business profile all set up because, you know, this is what's going to set you up for the long haul. And then you could hire some more guys as we go or whatever. But what's a good time?
Let's see, 11 now. Can we do like 1:30?
1:30.
Or 2, somewhere in there.
Yeah, give me 1 second. Let me look.
I guess we could just do it. I already got something.
Well, it's because I don't do it. It's a client interview tech. Otherwise, I would have knocked it out with you when I had you on the phone when we first signed up. Yeah, because they pull the data. They have a system called Google Analytics. It shows us like what people are searching the most for in your industry and area.
Uh-huh.
So...
I thought I was
going to
deal with John the Badass the whole time.
No. Sorry, I'm communicating with them. Well, I sent you my number, so that way you can call me at any time, but you've been so busy, I mean, you know what I mean? So, and then I called, I spoke to your other half.
Yeah.
So you can still reach me.
We never received the Ableton in the mail either.
The 2209 West Bell Center Road?
Yeah. We never got it. Oh. We checked the mail.
It's on... Yeah, so what they did, actually, is they sent another form. Here, I'm going to send it over to you. I see what they did right here. I'm going to refresh it. They sent you a form on the 11th. That's when I spoke with the other half there. I'm going to refresh it, though, so it comes up to the top of those text messages. And this is for advanced verification because she told me that you didn't have it on the 11th. And I sent this over to just kind of like, said you didn't have it yet, but it was getting close to like the time that you guys should have had it already even then. So I sent this over to bypass it. So you guys can literally just fill out this form and send it in and your verification's done.
Okay.
Here, let me, where is it? Pictures needed. There it is. Okay. Yeah, so this one was sent over on the 11th. Yeah, and then me and her scheduled a client interview for, like, the following day, but we didn't end up getting a hold of it, man. Been so... Yeah. Okay, hold on. Where is this dang... Oh, okay, it's under action needed. There we go. Bam. Okay. Got text coming in here. So there's a link on this, and you just fill it out. It's super easy. Even you can have your other half there help you with it. It's literally just photos, like, it'll ask you for, like, work vehicle, if you have license and insurance, especially if it's required by your state, you're going to want to send that in. It's super easy. Like, it says upload photo. You just click on it. You could take a picture of it and send it in. And that'll go to the Google headquarters directly, in real time. And then if there's any issue with it, we'll get on a three-way call and follow up, you know what I mean, and then just verify it over the phone. But that's why I was telling you at point of sale, like, it's not just being responsive to customers. Like, you got to be responsive to us, at least in the beginning while we're getting everything set up. And then after that, you know, it's just you and the customers unless it's, like, a real serious issue. You need us to jump in there. Right. But I have availability at... I got 3 to 4 CT, or I could do 1 to 2 CT for client interview.
Let's do 3 to 4.
You want to go 3 to 4?
Yeah.
Okay. It won't take that long, but again, I just want to schedule it within that hour. If your other half can hear me at that time, please answer, even if he's not available. I know he's a busy man, but... you know, we'll get through it even if he's like, you know, if you got to have him in the passenger seat or whatever the case is. But it's just like a set 30 questions. I want to make sure I get it knocked out so that way we can, you know, make this thing profitable and secure that listing. I don't want them to take that away from you guys and give it to somebody else because then it's not something that we could just go get back at any time. You know what I mean? All we have to wait for an opening. So,
okay. All right, hold on. I love it. We'll get it taken care of, all I promise. Right.
All right, Chris. I'm just trying to have the fulfillment on my side. You know what I mean? If somebody pays us to do something, I want it done. And it's just been kind of a hiccup getting you on the line. So I'm going to send that invitation for the interview over. I'm also going to email it to you, and I'm going to text you before just to give you guys a little heads up.
Perfect.
Okay. And you got that form?
Yeah, via text.
Okay. Yeah, it should be there. You got it?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay. Yeah, and your subscription terms also weren't even signed too, man. Oh my God. I'm happy I got a hold of you though. It's okay. I mean, like I said, if I have to too, I'll push the billing out like an extra week so that way we buy ourselves some time. I understand you've been busy. I don't want another bill to roll around without you being able to see at least some kind of ROI out of it.
Okay, I got the form. Google verification, I gotta fill it all out.
Yep, there's that. And then here's another one. This one is the outline of your agreement in writing. So on there, it'll say that your next billing is September 30th. I'm gonna push it to October 7th.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so you're gonna get a little extra time out of it just because it's taken us about a week to get everything, you know, get you back on the line anyway. Yeah, exactly. So try to knock it out, and then you'll get a confirmation on that as well. So you'll get another email that's just saying, like, hey, your billing has been pushed to October 7th.
Okie dokie.
All right, knock that out, you guys. And then if you need anything, I'm going to resend my number, too, so she could call in, too, if that's, like, how you do things. That's your other half. I just want to make sure that, you know, everything's going according to plan. So we'll circle back with you here at 3. That's fine. You want me to, here, let me add her to the profile. I'll add her as, like, co-owner or manager, so that way she has full access to it. What's her first and last name?
Jessica Evans.
Okay. So it's your wife. Okay.
Yep.
Jessica Evans. Okay. And phone number?
417-437-8506.
Sorry to put you on the spot, but at least you remembered it, you know?
The only phone number I can remember.
Yeah, you got to do that, or else that's a red flag, right? All right, I got you all set up, and I'm going to retext the number over so that way you can give it to her as well. And if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, just let me know.
Okay, sounds good, John. Appreciate it, man.
All right, bud. No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.